It is, I consider, a classical action for the deep-rayed brain, whose gravity, with Maxwell-Wheeler-David equation and solution in the special cases, the probability of tunneling, and the last points concern conclusions. The motion of the probe brain background produced by N-brains is on the geodesics, which are determined by the DBA action, which has this form, where gamma is a metric induced by the background, F is a U1 field gauge on the word volume, and B is a two form from the NS Nevus-Schwartz sector. Equivalent form for this DBE action, if F and B is equal to zero, is given by this by this formula, where H is a axillary fields on the word volume, and lambda is a constant. This this action is well known, that is very difficult to quantize. The field H, I will be considered as the metric on word volume, which produce gravity. So the total action for this system is described by S, where the first term is the Einstein-Hilbert Lagrangian. I next apply ADM construction for the Friedman-Robertson-Walker metric with the scale factor A. So if scalar parameter K is equal to 1, this action takes this form. Takes this form. Next, we have to consider concrete background, and this background I choose in the which is given by the low energetic solution in type 2B string theory, where 10-dimensional metric is given in this form, dilaton this P form C, and function HP is given by in this form, and embedding field, I consider this deep free brain is considered here as a hypersurface embedded in the 10-dimensional space produced by this by these solutions. So equation of motions for the scale factor which are obtained from this have the form. If one compares those equations for the Friedman equation with the perfect fluid, with the tensor energy, with a perfect fluid, with a tensor energy momentum tensor, thus the energy density for this perfect fluid is described by rho pressure P, and the curvature parameter takes the form. And the state equation is given here. It is very easy to see if the scale factor becomes big, then the state equation is W is equal to minus one. It's very easy to see. This will be correspond to the accelerated expansion of the word volume from in this model. It is classical picture. Now we go to quantum regime, and we consider the Wheeler-David equation, which is and G is metric in all cases metric on the mini superspace, where Q is given by the scale factor A, and R which gives a position if the in the background. As is well known, it is always problem with the order Or the, with the ordering of the operator, which appear here in this differential in this differential operator. This problem is solved here in the constant gamma delta mu nu. So this Wheeler equation is reduced to this form where effective potential is given here. Next, we have to, in order to solve this, this equation is rather involved. I fix the position. I fix the position of the D-brain and the air trait as a parameter, as a parameter. Thus, this equation is simplified. Is simplified. Where lambda, small lambda, is treated as an effective cosmological constant in the world volume. Now, by the change of variables, we get following equation where z is complex, m is also complex, complex parameter, n depends on the r, on the parameter r, which gives us position of the D3 brain. And this equation, I will call Schrödinger equation because it is very similar to the equation which appeared in the Stark effect, in the Stark effect with the zero value energy, with the zero value energy. And for the special value, m and n, I give explicit form of the wave function. And this, if m is equal to zero, it corresponds to lambda equals zero, where I and k are Bessel function. And next, when the parameter n is equal to zero, we get the Hartle-Fokking function, wave function. It is only explicit solution which I get from for these equations. Next, we consider probability of tunneling for the Schrödinger equation which I mentioned above. That in potential here may be rewritten in this form, where X is related with effective cosmological constants on the in the world volume. This potential has the form where physical meaning of this variable is negative, and maximum value for this potential is given here. And this corresponds to the scale factor of the world volume, which is here. And I consider tunneling probability from this point to here. And this point, this point here will be corresponded to Planck length of the scale factor.
The physical meaning of why?
Because I should it's here. Why is here? With minus.
What is this scale from?
Yes, this is already there. In this, Planck length it corresponds while here is given here, and next. And the upper limit, it is bottom limit, it's the upper limit, and the barrier width is given here. It's given here, which of course it depends on the x, which depends on the effective cosmological constants in the world volume. So if we calculate this this integral, we obtain it that is expressed as follows, where E, K, and P are elliptic function where are given a complete elliptic function. So the probability is the maximum has the maximum here, has the maximum here, and for the fixed n, where n is related to the position of the deep brain in the background, is given here. And one can see this maximum probability is for lambda equals zero. But even lambda is not equal to zero, this probability is not too low. It's not too low. And conclusions which we get. In the classical regime, we get accelerated expansion of the world volume for big scale factor. These state equations correspond to the dark energy. Wave function of the graviton volume, it depends on the position of the free brain in 10-dimensional background. The explicit forms of the wave function in the two regions, 1 and 2, in the 10-dimensional space-times are given. In the region 1, the wave function corresponds to the decay of a false vacuum with the vanishing cosmological constant. In the region 2, the wave function corresponds to Cutler Hawking function with lambda greater than zero. Moreover, region 2 is the boundary of 1, and it is expressed on the pictures when on this picture. It depends on where the brain is placed in ten dimensional space. Thank you for your attention.
Sorry, lambda was a
effective
parameter.
Effective cosmological cost.
Was it a parameter or?
Yeah. Oh, yes, here. Lambda. Little lambda is here.
So you choose it to be equal to zero in region 1 and bigger than zero in region 2.
Yes. Because if I choose lambda equal to zero, we get condition on the position of the brain in the background, because H depends on error on this parameter where the brain is. This picture.
I don't know if there are other questions. If not, we can thank the speaker again.